Previously on the Social Proof Podcast.
So how did this whole social thing happen? It started in 2019. So around March, April 2019 is when I said, I'm going to commit to posting 3 to 5 times per day, every day. Whether we up or down, whether it's good or bad, your birthday, my birthday, Jesus' birthday, I'm going to post 3 to 5 times per day. If I just show up and do the work and get my ego out of how many likes, comments, saves, and shares, let's see what happens. So the first thing is, if you do the work, two things are going to happen. Either one, you're going to get so embarrassed because the content going to be so bad, folks are going to start stop liking, mute, unfollow, and either that's going to crush you or it's going to inspire you to create better content. So I knew marketing, right? But I didn't fully understand Instagram content from pure original. So let me just show up and do the work. Yeah. And then what happens is you post 3 things. One thing does better than the other two. You put it to the side. And you do 3 more, and one does better than the other two, and you put it to the side. And then you do 3 more. Now you got 3 that's done well, but one of those 3 has done better than the other 3.
So do you post the 3 in, like, are you posting in the archiving now, or you just leave them
so all? So it just depends. But, like, you don't have to archive it. I think you're just looking at it. You're just studying it, right? Mm-hmm. So, and you want to say, well, what was I talking about? Because these are the 3 that always do well. And then you compare them against each other. It's like A-B testing or ABC testing in this case. And so what you're left with is really, really good content that's repeatable. And if you know what you're trying to accomplish. So for me, I go for a filling in the content. So not just enough to say, hey, if you take $500 and invest it in ads, you will be able to scale this to 10 grand. But give me the filling. Yeah. Like the filling is, you got that third bedroom, it feels comfortable to say you have a 3-bedroom house. It don't feel comfortable to say that your sister lives with you. However, moving your sister in will bring you $500 extra per month, and then you take this money and put it into. So, like, I give them more emotion, not just the logical, factual piece. And we can get into that in a little more detail. But, like, it started in 2019. I started showing up.
Followers were where?
3,500.
3,500.
Yeah, something like that. So, I... Social proof, right? When people going around and you're like meeting folks and who is this and who is that, somebody said, this is how your ego can motivate you though. Somebody was like, what's your name? And I'm like, I'm Marty, and I like speak later. And they was like, are you on Instagram? I was like, yeah. They like, you only got 3,500 followers. I was like, but they know something you don't know, right? You just wait.
You don't know I'm dope
yet. You just don't know I'm dope yet, right? Sometimes you need that. So posting frequently was my first thing, right? And then you get better. What else starts to happen? And this the real thing. Content creators, y'all got to come up with content every day. My job was like, I want you on that day where you ain't got nothing to just bow out and give it to me and repost my stuff. You know what? It's better than what I would write. You know what? I ain't got no video. Let me share his. So then you get larger people starting to amplify your message. And then once I started seeing the daily follower increase, I said, I'm on to something. And I know my numbers. So like 2018, I averaged 3 new followers per day. 2019, I averaged 17 new followers per day. This year, I'm averaging 140 new followers every day. But people ask, it's easy to keep going now. I got 60 some thousand. How you keep going when you're only getting 3 new people?
Yeah.
You got to show up for the process. You know what I'm saying?
So you're showing up. A part of it is I want to have so much that for these big accounts, if you can't think of nothing, just go on and grab my dick.
I got you. And then here's the other part. Don't nobody got 3 to 5 things to talk about every day, which means you better start reading some books. Mm-hmm. You better start listening to some podcasts.
Yeah.
You better start watching some documentaries. If not, you will run out of stuff to say. So people be like, bro, how do I keep coming up with something? You need to keep learning.
Yeah.
Yeah. If not, yeah, how many times you gonna show me this hoodie? Right? Give me something. And so you can't give what you don't have. So it's, for me, it's a reverse engineering way into pushing people into personal development.
Amazing.
Yeah.
So in the beginning, Madi, your posts were really focused on just like pure entertainment. You were foolishness.
Yep.
Right? If you had to do it all over again, would you start like that? Or would you start with the kind of content that you post today that talks more about business? Because sometimes that transition from going to the funny, from going from the funny and entertaining, and now having people wanting to like pay you money mm-hmm. for your marketing expertise, was mm-hmm. that transition difficult?
I still think he blends though. I haven't seen him blend now,
but in the beginning, it was pure foolishness.
So y'all crazy. You don't need. This is why you don't need old friends. Quit bringing up old stuff.
Hilarious.
But like let's
real talk though.
Let's tell the longer story, right? So for me on let's just take Instagram. At first, my page was private because like everybody else, you work in a job and right, you don't want to be person that like they don't know you got two personalities. Right. They don't know nothing about code switching. Mm, right. So you're like nervous again. Yeah. This starts to infect the way you see the world. Now you think I got to shrink.
Yeah.
And you think I gotta hide. Mm-hmm. So when I remember the day I made my page public, it was like liberation. Mm-hmm. And so all the ratchet and the fun came from feeling like you've been bottled up for so long. So it's just like meme or video or whatever else. Let me get this thing out. Mm-hmm. And then when I said this thing is for real, right? You got 8 billion people in the world. You have 1 billion people every month on Instagram, 500 million people every day on Instagram. You can change your life.
Yeah.
All right, let me get for real. Put on that marketing stuff that you know what mm-hmm. I mean?
So you did consciously say, okay,
yeah, because
let me get for real.
So the first part was I was making my money away from social. So I didn't see social as a route into business.
Okay.
Like when you go get these contracts, these people ain't checking your Instagram, mm-hmm. right? They like, can you do what you say you can do?
Yeah.
Show me past examples of your work.
Right.
You know what I mean? So I didn't have no pressure to make money from Instagram.
Got you. Okay.
So that's also how I was able to push out so much content is that I wasn't trying to monetize. Yeah. So I didn't start. I sold one thing in 2018. It bombed. And I was like, I will never bomb again. Right? I won't do this again. So right. I didn't sell my first thing again until 2020. Mm-hmm. Just content, value and content. Yeah. Yeah. Sure, and then I had to find my voice. You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? So a lot of folks, they're in that space now where you got some dope stuff. You don't know how to package it up.
Right.
And then you got to have the, you got to get out of your head. And I'm an overthinker. Yeah. You got to just get this stuff out there and let it sort of do whatever it needs to do.
Mm. So you now have a program, the 100K
campaign. Yeah.
So tell me about that.
So this is one of those things that was, I didn't have the words again, but I found myself in this. I was coming from looking at millions. That was my concept of entrepreneurship. Why would you start a business if you don't want to be a millionaire? Just go work a job and have weekends, right? Mm-hmm. Like, that's how I thought. And I'm talking.
It's so important that Black voices are represented in Black media for so many different reasons. And the next generation of Black voices and influencers from Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collections, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. And every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Smurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black Stories, Black Truths. I listen and I'm enjoying these conversations that are for us, by us. Black representation, again, it hasn't always been shared from our perspective, and Black perspectives haven't been censored in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Turn on NPR today and hear a range of voices as very nuanced and Black as the country we reflect. Stories should never be about us without us. Listen to the Black Stories, Black Truths on NPR, wherever you get podcasts.
One of my buddies, and he's like, bro, you're stressing yourself out with this $1 million thing. Like, you know how to build a $100,000 business, right? I'm like, yeah, you've built some, right? Yeah. You've helped other people. Yeah. Teach that. I'm like, boy, you're brilliant.
genius,
right? You're brilliant. So I start doing some research. It's an average 100.
What's up, podcaster or soon-to-be podcaster? Get ready to level up your podcast game because the number one podcast education summit of the year is back, and it's bigger and better than ever. I'm talking about the second annual podcast summit happening on July 4th and 5th in the content creation capital of the world. You already know, ATL, baby. Atlanta, Georgia, going down July 4th and 5th. Two full days. Imagine this. Imagine you getting all the game you need to take your voice, your brand, your business to the next level. Imagine getting all the insider tips. Imagine getting all the know-how that you've been craving for the last 2, 3, 4 years where you're talking about you're going to start a podcast, but you haven't yet because you don't have the tools, you don't have the tips, you don't have the tricks. I don't care if you're just starting or you're a seasoned pro. This summit has something for everyone. Picture you mastering the basics of setting up your podcast or unlocking the secrets to grow your brand on social media. We're not just talking about podcasting here. I'm talking about you want to build a long form catalog, whether it's skits, movies. We got people talking about script writing. This is an incredible experience. Imagine discovering the art of securing these lucrative sponsorship deals. And that's not all. Learn the ropes of creating a pitch deck that has sponsors knocking down your door. But wait. There's more. This isn't just a summit. This is an experience. I'm telling you. Rub shoulders with industry leaders. And you got to network with the other people that are doing what you're doing. All the guests that have ever been on Social Proof Podcast, I'm giving them a free ticket. And in exchange, they promise me that they're going to sit down and do short interviews with you. We got podcast booths for our VIP members where you can sit down, pull somebody to a side, and you're going to create content in real time. I know what you're thinking. How do I get a part of this podcasting paradise? Well, it's simple. All you have to do is head over to podcastsummit.com, grab your tickets now, but hold on. Because I have something really, really special for you. I got a little treat for my early birds, people who take action. The next 20 listeners and only 20 listeners who get your tickets right now, okay? I'm not only going to give you 20% off of whatever ticket level you get 20% off. But if you use the promo code BIGDEAL, it'll take 20% off immediately, but I'm also going to allow the first 20 people listening to this right now to be able to bring a friend, bring a teammate, bring a partner for absolutely free. You get general admission, they get general admission. You get VIP, they get VIP. Whatever ticket level you purchase, you get to bring a friend, partner, colleague, boo thing for absolutely free. Nothing extra required. My team's going to reach out to you, get your partner's name, or if you don't have the person you No, right now, yet, you got time, no pressure, you get us back. But use that code Big Deal. That triggers to let us know you get to bring someone for free. So don't wait. So secure your spot at the number one podcast education summit in the country. Join us July 4th and 5th in Atlanta. Let's turn your podcast dreams into a reality, y'all. Head over to podcastsummit.com. Use promo code Big Deal at checkout and get your tickets now. Don't miss out on the opportunity to take your podcast to new heights, take your brand to new heights, take your business to new heights with this unprecedented offer, okay? I'll see you at the summit. And don't forget to use promo code Big Deal.
50-something million working Americans. What percentage of Americans with jobs do you think make 100 figures? Oh, I'm sorry, six figures or more?
5%.
5%? What do you think?
3%.
I think it's about 3%.
So depending on the population, across America, it's about 10% of people are over six figures. Mm. In the black community, it's like 3%, right?
Gotcha. Mm. Network marketing told us 5%, wasn't it?
It could change, really? Right?
We're talking to our community, though. You know?
So look,
I think in that community, yeah.
So now you got 90% of people with jobs. And even though we're entrepreneurs, the world starts to look like you. But most people ain't entrepreneurs. Right. Most people work a job, right? So 90% of folks working jobs don't make six figures. Mm-hmm. So then I'm like, well, what do entrepreneurs make? And now let's talk about net, right? Mm-hmm. You made a post about—
Oh, you're talking about people who have jobs.
Yeah, or people with regular jobs.
With regular jobs. Gosh, okay.
Entrepreneurs is about the same. So you only got about 5% of entrepreneurs that are really getting over that level. Mm-hmm. But most people is a single person running your job. It's just Mighty Wooder LLC, and I'm Mighty Wooder. Mm-hmm. And those folks are making 47 grand, 82 yeah. grand, 71 grand, and you're keeping 24,000 after taxes or whatever else. So I'm like, before we start like celebrating high-fiving tens and hundreds of millions and selling out in 30 seconds, the everyday person, you telling me 6 grand a month extra won't change your life?
Yeah.
7,200 won't help you out?
For sure.
So I'm like, let me focus in on this thing. And so we are 4 months in, which feels crazy because I'm like, it feels longer than that. We're 4 months into this whole sort of revolutionary thinking on my end, which is helping people understand the information and get the tools and resources to build a six-figure business. Mm-hmm. And so it sort of has two components. There's a membership club piece for folks that want that longer sort of camaraderie, that want to learn and grow over time. And then I teach one to two classes per month that are subject-based. So if you want to figure out how to grow your Instagram, how to monetize, how mm-hmm. to do whatever. And so people kind of come in the front of the funnel that way. And then they've got options for how they want to stay and stick around.
Gotcha. Yeah. And so what who do you recommend this this 100K campaign for?
So I think it's two people that really, really benefit from it. And the first person is the one who's, you've got the ideas, you've got like, you want to do this thing, right? You're past the point of like, should I jump? You're just really trying to get the right information. Yeah. Because on the internet, it's the wild, wild west. You can't tell that the info is out of order. You don't know who's credible and who's not. Right. We were just talking about how people can fudge their numbers and copy and paste and make graphs.
Yeah. You can't see the course until you buy it.
Yeah. So for the person that's like, yo, I want like to get it from a trusted source, I would say that's a critical person. Mm-hmm. And so if before you sign up for the annual thing, take a class. Yeah. I ain't greedy. I'll take your money and apply it towards the bigger purchase. Yeah. We ain't tripping, right? It's all good. So that's first. The second is the seasoned business person that consistently can't make $100,000. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's humble enough to say, I've been trying to do it my way. Mm-hmm. I'm open, like really open to being coached through this process. Because I may just be one or two things off from getting it. But for whatever reason, my 3 years of trying this ain't been working, right? And so what's dope about it is that we're able, I heard you on Clubhouse the other day talking about, we were talking about gamification, how you celebrate people and different incentives. So one of the dope thing that happens in the club is because everybody's at different levels, you can celebrate people for their growth.
Exactly.
So there was one young lady that says, I've been an entrepreneur for 3 years, but I never sold anything. In this program, I just made my first sale ever. Somebody just bought an $800 coaching thing for me, and I'm like overwhelmed with joy. And we high-fiving, and like you need to be celebrated like the person that just made $1 million, as opposed to like only feeling like you can only get celebrated when you hit certain thresholds. You know what I'm saying? So we try to do a good job of sharing the praise and letting everybody feel valued in it.
So some practical tips
for
the entrepreneur who, you know, we're not necessarily focused on the 100,000.
Yep.
Let's focus first on covering your expenses.
Okay. Right?
For that entrepreneur who says, I just need to make money in my business, I want to cover my expenses, based on what you see most often from your audience, from your community, what would be 3 to 5 tips that you would give them to assess or audit in their plan or structure right now?
Yeah. So for people wanting to cover their expenses, the first thing, and this is a non-tangible thing, but it's still step number one, put some respect on it. Like a lot of us, we just throw around business and entrepreneurship, like because you worked up the courage to be an entrepreneur, people are supposed to buy from you.
Right.
Or because you just decided to print some shirts, I'm supposed to want one. But like have some humility and appreciation to like the forefathers. But I mean like put some respect on this. You want to, out of your own brain, create stuff and you want people to buy it so you can cover your expenses and you feel entitled to them. Like you tripping.
You feel like, entitled to the sale.
Right? So step one, calibrate your brain. This is a beautiful, wonderful thing. We still got a world of folks. Y'all know I get long-winded, so bring me back in.
There's a
world of people that live off less than $2 a day, and you tripping because I won't buy your $58 hoodie? Like, you need some context.
Right.
So first, I would say calibrate your brain for what you're really trying to do.
Okay.
To listen to or watch this full episode, be sure to check out the Social Proof Podcast on your favorite listening platform or on YouTube.
Finally, you asked for it. And we created a Patreon, okay? We created an inner circle. We have amazing stories, amazing information, how-tos from the episodes. The only thing we're missing is a community. So it's about that time. We put together our Patreon, we put together our community because we have to have conversation around the information. So even this podcast we're listening to right now, there needs to be conversation. I want to hear what you got. I want to hear what you got. Like, let's throw some stuff back and forth. And because we're like-minded, we're all going in the same direction. When we connect in a community, we can connect on other stuff outside the community because we're building real relationships. Okay. So check out the Patreon. We got 3 tiers. I don't care what tier you join. The support is appreciated.
What if I told you for $1, I will introduce you to hundreds of entrepreneurs every single morning
this week. From all across the country, you'll be able to talk to hundreds of entrepreneurs, and I'll coach you. I'll coach you for a dollar this whole week, and I'll introduce you to some of my successful friends for a dollar this week. Would you take part in that? Well, go to themorningmeetup.com because that's exactly what we're doing here, okay? The only organization that gathers entrepreneurs every single day for the betterment of entrepreneurship, okay? Every single day, Monday through Friday, we gather, we're growing, we're learning. We got a book club. Have you ever seen hundreds of entrepreneurs reading the same book every single chapter, every single day? We're growing together, okay? You need the environment to grow in. Themorningmeetup.com, a dollar. I'm going to give you all this for a dollar. If you want to stay, great. It's $79 a month after that. If not, no obligation. You can leave whenever you want. All right? TheMorningMeetup.com. I'll see you in the morning.